Sweetie, do you know about this crane bird? I mean, I get so confused when I see stork bird and crane bird together because they look so similar, really so similar. And to tell you the difference here, I think I really need to go back to my school books. But the little I know about them is that stork bird is very much mute, whereas the crane bird is very vocal. She's like quack, 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 quack. She talks a lot like me. So today's story is about the crane bird. Hey, my darling, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And this is the story about the crane bird who is very vocal. Whatever she would want, she would certainly ask for it. But what happens to her when she meets a wolf? Why she's not able to say anything to him? Why she didn't ask for the reward? That's the story is all about. So for that, let's hear the story. The vocal crane. Once a hungry wolf was eating his prey very fast because he was very hungry. And to finish it quickly, he swallowed a big bite of the flesh, which also had a big bone. And of course, which also went in and got stuck in his throat. It was hurting him very much. He looked around for help, but he couldn't find anyone. He was in so much pain. But luckily, suddenly a crane flew by. Yes, the crane bird. And the moment Wolf saw the crane, he decided to go to the crane for help. And he said,
"Well, dear friend, I'm in a great trouble. The bone is stuck in my throat. Can you please pick out the bone in my throat?"
But this crane was afraid because it was Wolf who was asking for help. Who can even bite off her head while she would be removing the bone? So she said to the wolf, "I think I cannot. I'm just afraid. What if you bite off my head? Sorry, Wolf. I just cannot."
"No, don't say no. Don't worry, Crane. You will be safe. Instead, I will give you big reward for your help. Can you please help me now? It's so painful."
Finally, Crane agreed to help him. She put her long beak into the throat of the wolf and she pulled out the big bone.
Wow! What a relief! Looks like finally, I can breathe.
The wolf was finally very happy, very happy. He smiled and asked the crane if she's waiting for a reward. The crane replied,
"Of course,
You said you will reward me for my help.
Isn't a big reward that I have not bitten off your head when your head was in? When you could have not escaped from my teeth? I was so tempted. But see, I made my promise. And you are safe.
Hearing that from the wolf, the crane was disappointed. So she hopped away. And after some time, she realized every good deed doesn't need a reward. Helping others without expecting anything in return is what true self-worth is all about. She smiled, looking back to him, and happily, Crane flew back to her place. Do you know there is so much to learn from this story? Where Wolf looked ungrateful and Crane, just for a while, she thought she didn't receive anything for her help. No reward, nothing. Do you know when you help your friend, help your neighbor, help your helper, that good deed seems invisible? But actually, they are not. Do you know they imprint love, joy, so many other things in their heart which we cannot see? So my darling, whenever you will help your friend, neighbor or helper or anyone, just remember that invisible love, joy you are imprinting in their heart, which no one can see. I cannot see, you cannot see. But that's your reward, baby. That's your reward. And do you know what is my reward? When you sleep on time. So don't forget to close your eyes, switch off your light, and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night. Hey, my sweetie, before saying goodnight, I know I have not to miss out calling out your name today. There are so many messages. So this is the first message which I'm going to read. It's from Kanisha Pardeshi from Barcelona, Spain. And she has written that she loves listening to Panda Mama stories and she hears Hindi and English stories. Thank you so much, Kanisha. What else do you like about Panda Mama stories? Do let me know. Yeah. And the second message is from Rishwa. So Rishwa, that's so lovely. I know you hear Panda Mama stories every day. And your mother has written, Neharati has written such a wonderful note for me and which has literally melted my heart. Thank you so much, Neha. And the third message is from Anaika from Pune, India. Anaika, I have already heard your voice note. That was so lovely. Literally very lovely. It was very lovely to hear that. Do let me know more about you in next audio note. Yeah, do send me. So the next message is from Anika. Her favorite stories are Seven Dwarfs, Snow White, and there's something else which I can't read. So thank you so much, Anika, for liking those stories. What else do you like in those stories? Do let me know. And the last message is from Harshit. He has written, your voice is so cute, Panda Mama. Thank you so much, Harshit. And he follows our Panda Mama moral stories. He follows the moral of the stories of the Panda Mama. Thank you so much. I think this is the best reward which you can give back to me. Thank you so much, Harshit, for doing so. I love you so much. I love you, all of you, so much. Sending all my hugs, loves, and kisses to you. Good night.